Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's on Disney Plus. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Four. This is the original movie. Kind of with Loki coming out, kind of wanted to jump in and do some retro reviews of this stuff. And essentially, this is Loki's origin story just as much as it is Four. And it's really strange going back, watching this movie, you know, 20 plus MCU movies later, of like how far things have moved on, of how much more interconnected. Because at the time, just even Hawkeye popping up inside of a little crane was amazing. As a cameo, you know, that was amazing. I mean, I remember the whole thing of like, you know, finishing, was it Captain America or Iron Man, where they found Thor's hammer, and like, you know, now we all take it for granted, but at the time it was just something like that was so groundbreaking. And you know, this whole movie, just, I really enjoy it. I've watched it so many times. It's simple, it's effective. You know, it shows growth in Four. You know, he's, you know, he's so arrogant. And you, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, we're gonna be doing reviews for Dark World. There's also Ragnarok, Avengers. So we're doing quite a few Marvel movies. And watching them all together, you can, you know, seeing how far he's moved on from this original movie, he's probably made the biggest growth out of all the characters, I think.
Yeah, I think so, because he's really just an arrogant,
gotta keep
my mouth shut for the rest of it.
I think there's that kind of thing in it, but that's what his dad Odin is saying. You know, he is an arrogant, he just wants to fight, he's so good that he knows he is, and it makes him cocky. And I kind of really like that aspect to him, and him just being on Earth, of, you know, and having it taken away from him, you know, humbles him. And I thought that just worked so great.
Having just watched WandaVision, I really love the scenes with Darcy now, because see how she grew. I'm like, hey, yeah, she was just an intern way back then. And it's a good origin story movie. It's not the best, but it's good. It's solid. It's enjoyable. The crazy thing is that entire storyline takes place over the course of a long weekend. It's 3 days. Yeah. It's so crazy that they did so much in what's supposed to be so little time.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, the whole thing of them being on, you know, introducing Loki, him finding it out, him being sneaky. And I'm going to be honest, there was this kind of thing before this movie arrived, when it came out originally, I wasn't really too familiar with Thor and the world and the Norse mythology with Loki. You know, it was all kind of like, Thor the Thunder God, whatever. Didn't really know him. I'd seen him in some comic books, but I was never really a big fan of him as a comic book. It never appealed to me. And so this movie was like, oh, okay, here's Thor and he's Loki. Now, since then, not only have we had this incredible MCU with them in, I've also then found, like, through video games like God of War and most recently the Assassin's Creed Valhalla game, and the whole mythology of Norse gods, of what it all means, and really kind of expanded on all of this kind of knowledge and what, you know, they're obviously pulling in from the Norse mythology. I mean, even the fact that they talk about this as child's book, you know, in this Four movie, of like, and I'm like, it's amazing of where, how much I feel like I've, this movie brought me in and sort of got me interested in a whole other part of history that I never really paid much attention to before.
Yeah. I'd heard of them, but I didn't pay much attention to them. And then I think I saw him in the Avengers cartoon that was on one of the Disney XD or whatever it is over here. He was always in. I think somebody even said it. They made this movie just to justify why they had this long blonde haired guy that nobody else knew about in there.
Yeah.
Except for like the diehard nerds who are all into it. The casual fan needed this because they would not have known why he was in the Avengers, or Loki for that matter. And I mean, Loki is the, you know, I know Thanos was the big bad, but Loki has really been the best villain of the MCU. So he's brought the most back. You know, some of them have real diminishing returns. Loki always brings something new to the table when he shows up.
I mean, obviously we've got the upcoming Loki series, you know, the fact of, you know, they can kill him off and he still doesn't really, how many times they've killed Loki off, you know, and he keeps coming back. And, you know, you like, how many of the Marvel movies where they kill the villain off and we never see them ever again? Loki has been able to make, because he's so good. Yeah. And he is, you know, and him being, I just really just felt like this was, I mean, it is just as much Loki's origin, and it helps set up Avengers. know, it sets up the whole thing going forward. And yeah, I just love this movie. I will watch it over and over again. I know this is not the last time I'm going to watch it when it's on. I'll be on. Avengers was on last night, and suddenly I'm like, you know, watching that for like half an hour. Four has got that same thing for me. I will watch this one again and again. There's some major scenes in that I love. There's a couple. I mean, the whole big fight scene with him and the big robot at the end. Okay, I mean, they've kind of overdid the whole "let's fight a robot." That was in the, at the time. That was what they seemed to love doing. Yeah. They kind of luckily moved on a little bit from there. But I did really, really love Four. I mean, if I was to give it a review now, I'm 4.5, probably 4.5. I mean, comparing it to the more recent Marvel movies, it's a couple of steps down. But for the origin, this was unique at the time. And I still really love it. What about you?
Probably about 3.5. It's good. But you could already see some of the faults in it that we'll discuss in the sequel that they had to correct for Ragnarok.
Yeah.
That, you know, Chris Hemsworth has been open about. So, you know, when you know about those things, you're kind of looking for them. I think it diminishes the enjoyability of it, but it's still, objectively, it's a pretty good movie. Mm. You know, it doesn't hold up with some of the other origin stories, but again, it's better than some of the others. So, you know, it's a middle of the road origin story. That's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, but also this is the in that whole side of things, which Marvel was right about, was to do each Avenger getting their own kind of origin. Because I mean, there is a kind of little bit of an origin here of Hawkeye, but we don't really know too much. But both, it's just strange to think now that like Hawkeye, he's only just getting his series this year, where it would have going to be his own solo movie. He has taken so long to get his own origins because he was always considered the sidekick, and you know that was his debut in this movie, yeah. And it was an afterthought, and it's taken this long to give him something to do with it. But
Hawkeye and Black Widow got the shaft of that original cast of Avengers because they just show up in other people's movies.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of feel like in some ways, like, as you know, as we talked about in the Iron Man video that will be coming out at some point soon, or has already been out, because I'm trying to work out which time when it'll be out, but because I keep moving the date of Black Widow. But generally, I just felt like, you know, it didn't really do a lot about Hawkeye, but ultimately, it's just a great thing with Thor and Loki. Great movie. Let us know what you think of all of this in the comments below. Remember as well, you can go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com, and you can like, follow, and subscribe. Remember, you can go as well over and find us on audio platforms like Spotify. And Patreon and YouTube channel members also get early access to these episodes as a perk, and they also get to contribute to future episodes of what they want us to watch and vote, etc. And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. See you guys soon. Laters.